This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Saturday, July 11th. God's word to you today is, take a stand. Our scripture reading is taken from 1 Kings 18, verse 21, and it says, Then Elijah stood in front of them and said, How much longer will you waver, hobbling between two opinions? If the Lord is God, follow him. But if Baal is God, then follow him. Please read 1 Kings 18, verses 20 to 40a. Owing to the weakness of Ahab as a king and the witchcraft of Jezebel, his wife, the nation of Israel turned from the true and living God and began to worship Baal. Baal is known as the god of rain and agricultural fertility. Baal's worshippers depended on it to send rain and keep the nation fruitful and preserved. Elijah, the man of God, showed up on the scene and confronted King Ahab. I pray in the name of Jesus that God will raise men of God that will speak truth to power in our nations. Amen. Elijah went to the heart of their belief, the supply of Baal, by withdrawing rain from the land. Elijah declared to Ahab that there will be no rain except at his word. With this, Elijah was making a statement that Baal is powerless to come against his decree or to deliver rain. The absence of rain resulted in an economic crisis in Israel, so bad that Ahab had to look for grass for his horses by himself. So, Ahab and his trusted advisor, called Obadiah, split up on the field in search of grass. On his way, Obadiah bumped into Elijah, whom they had been looking for over 3 years. Elijah had gone into hiding after withdrawing the rain because Ahab threatened to kill him. Elijah gave Obadiah a message for Ahab. Go and tell Ahab that I'm here. Obadiah protested because that was like sending him to his death. How could he be certain that when he returns with the king, Elijah will still be there? The same Ahab that had made other kings swear that Elijah was not in their country. And Obadiah began to tell Elijah how good he had been. He had hidden and cared for the prophets. And Elijah promised him he would be there. Our reading and anchor scripture for the next few days picks up from here. Please read 1 Kings 18, verses 20 to 40a. None of your enemies will escape this season. In the name of Jesus. Amen. 1 Kings 18, verses 17 to 18 and 24 says, When Ahab saw him, he exclaimed, So, is it really you, you troublemaker of Israel? I have no trouble with Israel, Elijah replied. You and your family are the troublemakers, for you have refused to obey the commands of the Lord and have worshipped the images of Baal instead. The God who answers by setting fire to the wood is the true God. And all the people agreed, I pray that God will raise people in every nation that will know him and be able to prove him. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song.
All other gods, they are the works of men. You are the Most High God. There is none like you, Jehovah. You are the Most High God. There is none like you. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.